This is calling a wolf, impatient. Like the sky, I've been too quiet. Everyone's forgotten I'm here. I've tried all the usual tricks, pretending I've just been made terrifying, like a suddenly carnivorous horse, like a rabid, hissing sapphire. The medical response has been clear. Sit patiently until invited to leave. Outside, the lake is evaporating, dry blue like a galley proof. A month ago, they dragged up a drowned tourist, his bloat-white belly filled with radishes and lamb shank. His entire digestive system was a tiny museum of pleasure. Compared to him, I am healthy and unremarkable. Here I am reading a pharmaceutical brochure where I am dying at an average pace. Envy is the only deadly sin that's no fun for the sinner. This makes sadness seem more like a tradition, loyalty to a parent's past. I try to find small comforts, purple clover growing in the long grass, a yellow spider on the windowsill. I am less horrible than I could be. I've never set a house on fire, never thrown a firstborn off a bridge. Still, my whole life I answered every cry for help with a pour, with a turning away. I've given this coldness many names, thinking if it had a name, it would have a solution. Thinking if I called a wolf, I might dull its fangs. I carried the coldness like a diamond for years, holding it close, near as blood, until one day I woke and it was fully inside me, both of us ruined and unrecognizable. Two coins on a train track, the train crushed into one.